Right, let's start off with some rugby. Defending Champions Cup title holders to lose edge the Hollybet Sharks 20 points to 8 in their clash at Kings Park Stadium last night, despite the belief that the visitors would struggle with our conditions. Listen, I struggle with the conditions. I've lived in KZN for 27 years.
Yesterday was so hot and humid. Yo.
The humidity is what should have got to them. But it seems that it may have gotten to both the sides, and the Sharks sort of falling down harder.
Listen, Toulouse were a juggernaut of a team.
They
had big contact in the first 15 minutes. They put our oaks off. It was a tough day out.
Yeah. So France fullback Thomas Ramos was the star of the show for the tourists as he kicked 10 points and set up a try in those humid conditions. But Sharks coach John Plumtree says the boys tried to show some effort, but accuracy seemed to be their downfall.
You know, we played against a great side tonight. You see, they're a class outfit. Now, we just couldn't hold on to the ball for long enough in the first half to apply the pressure that we needed to, and we were a bit loose, which was probably a bit disappointing for me. And that's certainly something that we talked about at halftime. You know, if we could have just hold on to the ball for longer periods of time and start putting them under pressure. I think we did that. Yeah, proud of the effort, just not accurate enough.
So as a result, Toulouse have reached the Champions Cup last 16. And then over to some football. Kaizer Chiefs are up against Golden Arrows later today at Moses Mabhida Stadium. There has been some rumors linked to Kaizer Chiefs. The coach, Nasruddin Nabi, has said that they do need a striker. So they've been on the lookout for that striker. Rumor is that they are seeking the services of former Switzerland youth international Ruben Del Campo. So he plays for in the top Canadian league for Atletico Ottawa. So they may or may not be some links to that player. So we look forward to see what that transfer window will look like for Kaizer Chiefs in their search of a striker. Kickoff between the two sides, Arrows and Chiefs, that is at 3:30 at Moses Mabhida this afternoon. Staying with football, Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says watching the FA Cup as a youngster is one of the reasons he fell in love with football. Now his team will hope to avoid an upset this afternoon when they host League 2 Bromley in the third round. Howe's well aware the tie could be awkward for his side.
That name, the FA Cup, it doesn't change. There's still a magic to it. And we're on the other side going into this game where Bromley will have all that hope and the magic of the cup. And we need to make sure that we're really professional and try and get the job done.
And then some results from the SA20 last night. Two fixtures. Sunrisers Eastern Cape were the losers.